on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Human rights organization Operation Bobby Bear says the full force of the law must be applied after the Durban arrest of two suspects linked to the manufacturing and possession of child pornography. The 58 and 62-year-old men were nabbed in Umbila on Tuesday and Wednesday. This brings to 13 the number of suspects rounded up countrywide in this joint operation with the U.S. Homeland Security Department. Police say they seized thousands of images involving young children from the two properties. Two children aged 4 months and 6 years old were removed from the home of the older suspect, while the SPCA also took in a dog and a cat said to have been neglected. Erica Olivier is with the Amanzimtoti-based Operation Bobby Bear that helps sexually abused children. She says she's overwhelmed with anger at the latest development.
I wish we could get these guys to literally see the end result of what they do to children, the trauma, the lifelong suffering that these kids go through because of child pornography and the way that photos are taken of these children, the degrading of these children, the hurt of these children. We get the end result. We get these children, once they've been extorted like this, the very people that are supposed to love and protect literally damage these children for life.
Three women are receiving treatment in a Durban hospital this morning after being seriously wounded in a shooting that's claimed the life of another woman. Emergency services rushed to a property on Adelaide Tambo Drive in Durban North late in the afternoon. Medics declared one victim dead at the scene. KZN police spokesperson Robert Nechwenda says four women and a man were about to get into their vehicle when they were confronted by an armed man.
He made from inside the house and fired shots. One woman sustained fatal gunshot wounds and was declared dead at the scene, whereas the other three women were rushed to hospital in a critical condition. The male companion escaped unharmed. Investigations are underway to establish the motive of the shooting as well as the relations between the suspect and the victims.
And America's highest-ranking diplomats landed in Saudi Arabia. Antony Blinken has begun his seventh official trip to the Middle East since the Hamas attacks on Israel in October. The Secretary of State will also go to Jordan and Israel, where he'll continue to make a case for a ceasefire and for the release of hostages. The fighting in Gaza has sparked widespread protests, including most recently across U.S. university campuses. The White House has called for the demonstrations in support of Palestine to remain peaceful. This after police arrested more than 250 people on four separate campuses over the weekend. Durban's going up to a high of 26 degrees, Maritzburg 27, Richards Bay 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, wins or big wins for Stellies and Orlando Pirates in the DStv Prem this weekend. We also had Arsenal, who start yet another week top of the Premier League standings. And we'll take a look at some of the fixtures today in the last 16 from the Madrid Open.